Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. You know, there's a saying that when someone won't change, you have to change how you orient to them not changing. So if I've done everything I can, let's say I have a family member I want to speak to, and I say, look, it's really important. I really have a few things that I'd like to share with you. I'd like to hear you out, but I'd like to clear some things with you. I'm really interested in creating a relationship with you that feels safe, that feels open, and that we can have hard conversations. Does that sound like something you're open to, right? Let's say I did that. And they say no, or they get reactive. My work is done. What will come with that, what I just said, is tons of grief, abandonment, probably a bit of shame. So why am I not important enough that they'll have this conversation with me? Why do I care about generating a relationship with them? Why do I care? Why don't they care? The determinants of how we feel about ourselves is based on how we show up to the world. When someone else doesn't show up for us, that actually is not correlated to our value in any way. But when we haven't shown up fully, we will feel the hurt of that. But when we have shown up and we've gotten into integrity with what we want to generate in a relationship, and again, we're assuming that someone can even do it, right? Because a lot of people can't have these conversations. If there's a part of you that feels unworthy because they can't show up, I want you to really love that part of you, because somewhere along the lines, people have not shown up for you that modeled, that created that imprint. Allow me to let you in on a little secret, and it's the plush lounge sock from Cozy Earth. Now you gotta try these socks, because when you do, your feet are gonna have a new best friend. Now you know that I love Cozy Earth sheets. I swear by them. And we give out these socks at our retreats, and they're always a massive hit. Everyone loves them, including Oprah and Better Homes and Gardens. Whether I'm at home relaxing with Kylie and our son Jasper, or looking for a bit of comfort while I'm out and about traveling, I have to have these socks with me. They are so soft and they're so warm. And even if you're not really a sock person, you will be after trying these. They're made from premium 100% viscose from bamboo fabric that feels like a cloud. They stay soft and warm after many washings, and the best part is they're not too thick. They also make an amazing gift that you can't go wrong with, because trust me, everyone loves these and everything from Cozy Earth. So put your best foot forward every day with the coziest pair of socks you've ever worn. I know you'll love them just as much as I do. You can get the Cozy Earth plush lounge socks or any of their luxurious sheets, towels, loungewear, and more with a huge 40% discount. Just go to CozyEarth.com and use the code GROVES for 40% off all their products. That's CozyEarth.com. Use the code GROVES for 40% off. What's being brought forward by this relationship with them and this conversation is this imprint that you have not yet loved this part. That you, so as if I show up and I have the conversation the best I can with the skills I can, as best I can, right? And I can say, I did everything I could. My worth is there. I'm in integrity. I'm showing up. I'm loving all out. I've got boundaries. I'm not chasing. And so what happens is there's going to be a grief that comes with the stepping into a wound. And the grief is to grieve where it was created and things that have not been fully sat with. So the gift that you're getting, which again, I use that word, not minimizing the pain. The gift that will arrive and is arriving, because you can kind of, if you think about it, it's like the dragonfly with the skin tearing off. The skin is being torn off. But what's being revealed is you, and that you don't need to chase people. You don't. Now, one thing you can do to have the conversation is I would set up two chairs and I'd sit in one of them and I'd face the other chair as if they're in it. And I would have a conversation and say everything you need to. And then what I would do is I would get up and I'd sit in the other chair and I'd answer as them. And I'd keep doing that till the conversation is had. And that actually can provide what you desire because you get more context to their experience. You can actually do that with someone who's passed away. You can do that with someone who can't have a conversation. So it's important that you grieve that someone's not showing up for you, and also that you're showing up for you. And that's actually enough. When we were raised in toxic environments, that's not home, but it's home. So when we finally say, I got to put my foot down, I can't do this anymore. Guilt is normal. And the guilt is usually a feeling that caused us to collapse our boundary and maintain connection as a kid. So for those of you listening who experience guilt, and that actually causes you to go back to an old self or to an old behavior, what's important to know is you can, one, increase your capacity to hold guilt. And two, you can increase your capacity for your body to hold the energy, the frantic energy. That's what it feels like at first, because it's the same thing as the skin tearing away on the dragonfly or on the nymph, right? As you learn to increase the capacity of your nervous system to hold that there is disconnection, and where normally, in order to deal with the survival need for connection, will you take that guilt and energy, and guilt is often exploited by manipulators, we'll take that and we'll reach out, we'll connect with them, we'll fawn, which means goes into like people pleasing, we'll freeze. So what happens is that to get rid of the energy that we don't know how to hold because we're afraid we're not going to survive because we're kids, we maintain connection to them and not to us.